resolution that would effectively remove the Confederate Talbot Boys statue from its place in front of the county courthouse in Easton was introduced at last night's Talbot County Council meeting. It was sponsored by Council President Corey Pack, who just a few years ago had voted against removing it. But he says times have changed. In addition, there was a resolution to replace it with a joint statue of a Union and a Confederate soldier reaching out to one another. Pack also brought up a diversity statement resolution for the county government. We caught up with him after the meeting and began with his Talbot Boys resolution.
Well, my resolution proposes that the council look at removing the Talbot Boys statue from its base. It would also go forward to not allow any additional signs, symbols, or depiction of persons dealing with war. We do have monuments right now which list the names of Vietnam vets. We also have two proposed monuments dealing with World War I, World War II, and the Korean War. But those would just be a listing of names. There would be no statue of persons depicted in war. So my resolution was trying to do is take away from that element of what that statue invoked in people, the Confederate flag, the CSA on the belt buckle. I'm open to listening to, as Mr. Lesher said, alluded to, a possible amendment that would call for the removal of the base itself, and maybe even listening to another group, as Mr. DeVilio alluded to, that might want to do a joint venture, which would do both Union and Confederate names. And that way you are you're doing what was, I think, what initially wanted to be done back in 1916 was a joint venture, but for whatever reasons, as Ms. Mielke alluded to, that didn't happen.
So why now? What changed your mind?
Well, I think it was more a change of heart than a change of mind. You know, as I said before, if a man doesn't change his mind, he never changes the world that's around him. You know, I don't think anyone could have watched the images of Mr. Floyd and not be moved by them. And I felt that I was deeply moved by them. And it did something to me, in me, and it made me realize that when we talk about systemic racism, when we talk about implicit biases that people bring, when those implicit biases now turn into something more sinister and is carried out amongst other human beings, we have to do something. And the inhumane treatment of him, it just invoked something in me that changed me, and it made me say now's the time to go ahead and remove the statue.
Is this county ready to do this? I mean, you are getting some resistance to it, obviously. And where does that come from?
We have to each take personal inventory and look at ourselves and realize, you know, why is it that I think the way I think? And if they are preventing me from truly understanding what the other person may be feeling, then I think that individual needs to basically do some deep soul searching. I was quite surprised at some of the resistance that I had here, and I really was. I think the diversity statement really would have said a lot, too, as far as what this council stands for.
Do you think we're moving through a turning point in our country?
It is a very poignant time for the country to reexamine itself and where it wants to go over the next 50 to 100 years. Having frank conversations about race, about diversity, and it can be a diversity of many sorts. And so, yeah, I think we are a very pinnacle point in this nation to look at ourselves and who we want to be. If you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. And if you're going to call yourself a nation that is truly a melting pot, then you have to be that.
Talbot County Council President Corey Pack on his resolution to remove the Talbot Boys statue. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.